This is Kevin Burke from the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club, the Thumbs in Pockets chapter, saying thanks again for listening to Burke on Mayberry. In this episode, known as Bargain Day, by the way, this episode aired on March 23rd, 1964, was written by John Whedon and directed by Jeffrey Hayden. Now, you Mayberry fans are going to recognize this episode as the Call the Man episode. I love that. I started to have as the trivia question for this episode, how many times does Andy say, call the man? I came up with a different trivia question that you'll hear a little bit later. But again, this is an episode where we see the thriftiness of Aunt Bee, who tries to save money for the Taylor household and gets her in a little bit of trouble. So let's go ahead and dive into it. The scene opens up. We're in the kitchen of the Taylor household. Andy's coming in, walking in some milk, and it looks like they're getting ready to have breakfast. Opie walks in, and as he walks in, you hear his shoes squeaking. And it turns out Aunt Bee bought him some shoes. They're way too big for him, but she says they'll grow into him. And again, the trivia question is going to come from this part of the episode, so if you're watching it, pay attention. The next scene, we see Mr. Foley's and Miss Johnson. Miss Johnson's played by Hope Summers, who's playing Miss Clara Johnson. And, you know, some of you at Andy Griffith Show episode rerun watchers will know that sometimes she's called Clara Edwards. But in this episode, she's Miss Johnson, and they're at Foley's where they generally buy their meat. But there's a new place opened up called Diamond Gems, and Miss Johnson is telling Aunt Bee about the prices being much cheaper at Diamond Gems. And so Aunt Bee has a freezer, and she's thinking that maybe she should buy a whole side of beef, and that's what Miss Johnson really talks her into doing. So in the next scene, we see Aunt Bee and Opie putting all of that 150 pounds of beef into this freezer they had. Now, Aunt Bee had bought the freezer at an auction and saved like $100. And so, the freezer looks bad just on the episode that we're looking at. And so finally, after they get the meat put in the freezer, Aunt Bee asks Opie to plug in the freezer. And once he does, it starts rocking like a rocking chair. So you know there's going to be problems right away. So in the next scene, Andy's coming home from the sheriff's office, and there's a candlelit dinner, and he's talking about how special it is to have candlelit dinner, and he smells the roast beef and wondering what the special occasion is. And he sits down to the dinner, and he starts to try the beef, and Aunt Bee makes a comment because Andy didn't say anything about the beef. You know, Aunt Bee likes to hear how good her food is, and Andy talks about that in a couple other episodes. But it turns out the roast beef is a little bit tough, and once Andy says that, Aunt Bee gets upset and runs into the kitchen, and Andy, you know, trying to talk her down, trying to get her to feel a little bit better about it. And while he's in the kitchen, he hears something rocking, and of course it's the freezer with almost 150 pounds of beef. And so he goes out there, and this particular part of the episode, the scene ends with sparks flying and goes dark. So in the next scene, which is the next morning, we see Aunt Bee sitting outside with the freezer. I always find this funny because what is she going to do other than just sit there with the freezer? That'd be a long day. And this is the scene where the famous line comes in and Andy says, call the man. So the freezer stops and then starts back again. And again, Andy keeps telling her to call the man. So again, we go to the next scene. We see Aunt Bee, she's back with the freezer. The freezer stops, so she's kicking it. She hits it with the mop, and, you know, it starts back up again. And look who comes in to save the day but Gomer. Now, you got to understand, in the early episodes, depending on which one you watch, Gomer's not even really a mechanic. He only does puts air in the tars and fills up the car with gas. But anyway, he comes in to look at the freezer, and again, he doesn't know anything about the freezer. And while he's looking at it, Andy comes in, and Gomer's messing with something, and he lets go of a gas. And I laugh at Opie because Opie's yelling that it's tear gas, and so they all run back into the kitchen. And Andy again is trying to get everybody settled down, and thanks Gomer, said he's done enough already. And please notice at this particular scene how Andy is standing with his thumbs in pockets. That's how I got the name of my particular chapter of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club, because Andy stands around with his thumbs in pockets so much. So they have to decide what they're going to do with the beef. The freezer's not going to last very long. And so in the very next scene, we see Aunt B. She walks into Foley's meat market and basically asks him to store the beef. She's very, very embarrassed about it. And Mr. Foley, being a sweet man, agrees to do it. Now, Mr. Foley is played by Frank Ferguson, and this is the first time he appears in the Andy Griffith Show as Mr. Foley. Now, he did appear in the episode 1 of the first season in The New Housekeeper. He was Wilbur Pine in that episode, if you remember, and you'll see him in other roles on the Andy Griffith Show. So again, the Andy Griffith Show tended to use some characters or some of the actors in several different roles, as you well know. But anyway, this is his first time appearing as Mr. Foley. So again, Mr. Foley agrees to store the beef for Aunt Bee. So Aunt Bee and Opie go home, and they get Opie's little red wagon. We assume it's red because it's a black and white episode, of course. And they're heading down the street to Mr. Foley's, and it's all stacked up. And you see Aunt Bee and Opie going off with the wagon. The next scene, we're back to the courthouse, and Andy's on the telephone, and he's talking with someone, and you start to hear dogs barking. It gets louder and louder, and Andy goes and looks out the window, and he sees Aunt Bee and Opie pulling I'll call it the meat wagon, and there's a whole bunch of dogs. There's one even climbing on top of the meat. They're all following the meat because obviously they want some of it. Now, again, I used to own a Dalmatian, so I love seeing the Dalmatian that's in this scene. And Aunt Bee and Andy start talking, and Aunt Bee tells Andy she's going to ask Mr. Foley to store the meat. He's agreed to do it, but Andy says, no, I'm not going to let him do that. Take it back home and put it in the freezer. It'll be fine until the man comes and fixes the freezer. And you hear call the man again in this scene. So in the next scene, we see that Andy's already home, and Aunt Bee comes home, and she's asking if the freezer's situation's better, and Andy tells her it is, and basically lets her know that he bought a new freezer. And this is an upright freezer, and it's got a super freezer on the top, so you know it's supposedly going to be a good brand. But of course, Aunt Bee gets upset because she thinks Andy paid retail price, and she could have gotten him discount price somewhere else. So again, Aunt Bee and her thriftiness, I guess, still hasn't learned her lesson. Now, in the final scene, which you see a lot of episodes on today's television don't show this scene, I like it because, again, it's one of these scenes that we really enjoy, the Andy Griffith Show, where everything's so relaxed. And what we see is Aunt Bee and Opie and Andy on the front porch, and Andy's got his guitar with him. And Opie's asking questions that you would expect a young child to ask about what did they do before refrigerators and freezers. And Andy starts talking about having ice boxes and ice trucks come around and bring you blocks of ice, and how kids used to react to that. And then they talk a little bit about some of the history of that. And then the whole episode ends with Andy whistling and playing the guitar. And what I love about this is it's just so peaceful. And that's one of the things that we liked about the Andy Griffith Show. Now, I mentioned earlier that we're going to have a trivia question. This is actually going to be a two-part trivia question for this episode. I gave you a hint earlier when I said in the opening scene that there was going to be a trivia question related to this scene. Well, in the scene, you hear the statement, "A penny saved is a penny earned." But Andy then says, "A penny earned is a penny what?" What's the word that he uses after penny? A penny earned is a penny blank. See if you can come up with that word. And then the second part of the trivia question, when Gomer is using his high-level mechanical skills to try to fix the freezer, what sports object does Gomer find in the freezer? So again, a two-part trivia question. A penny earned is a penny blank, and what sports object did Gomer find in the freezer when he was going to repair the freezer? Now, you can email your responses to one or both parts of the trivia question. You can send that to burke@imayberry.com. That's B-U-R-K-E at the letter I, mayberry.com. And tell me what your answer is, and I'll let you know if you got one or both parts of the question correct. Or you can go to my website, burkeonmayberry.com, and look at the name of the episode, which is Bargain Day. And in parentheses, I'll have the two-part answer to our two-part trivia question. Again, I hope you're enjoying Burke on Mayberry. And don't forget to go over and listen to Alan Newsom's Two Chairs No Waiting video podcast, where he has a lot of good things I think you'd enjoy if you're a fan of the Andy Griffith Show. And even if you're not, there's a lot of interesting tidbits that Alan will share with you on that podcast. Again, if you have any questions or comments, don't hesitate to email me at that email address, burke@imayberry.com. And as they say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours, and thanks again for listening to Burke on Mayberry.